The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Then taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and once again, welcome back. St. Peter Damian is our saint for the day, so I thought I would tell you a little story from the life of St. Peter Damian, okay? So once upon a time, about 1,000 years ago, in the little city of Ravenna, Italy, was born a baby boy, and his parents named him Peter. Very soon after Peter was born, both of his parents died in a sudden, tragic illness. Very sad. But Peter had a much, much older brother who adopted him, took him to raise him, to live with him on his farm. But Peter's older brother was a selfish, cold, and unkind man. He did not take good care of Peter. He did not give him enough food to eat. He made him wear threadbare clothing. He did not even give him shoes for his feet. He utilized Peter almost as an indentured servant. He made him tend the swine and work on the farm. Well, one day Peter was walking through the streets of Ravenna. Suddenly, there on the ground, he saw a spectacular silver coin, and he ran and he scooped up the coin and he held it up in front of his face and thought to himself, at last, I can go buy myself a decent meal. Or maybe I can use this coin and go buy myself a real pair of shoes. And off he ran. When suddenly he had a thought. There are people in the world who have even greater needs than I do. What would happen? What might happen if I were to use this coin to help somebody else? And you know what Peter ended up doing? He went into the church and he had mass said for the souls of his deceased parents because he decided those were the people that were most in need, and Peter went back home to the farm. Well, God is never outdone in generosity. Never outdone in generosity. Soon after Peter got home, someone found out that Peter was being mistreated and adopted Peter and took him away from his cruel older brother and raised him and gave him proper clothing, proper food, proper shelter, gave him shoes for his feet, gave him an education. And Peter Damian went on to become a priest, a bishop, a cardinal, a doctor of the church, and a canonized saint. Because God is never outdone in generosity. He pays really well. But he does ask of you a sacrifice in love, and that sacrifice requires faith. Peter Damian had that faith. The apostles would learn that faith, and you and I must learn it as well. Here in our gospel, we hear the story of Jesus. He's making his way through the region of Galilee. He's preaching, he's teaching, he's gathering enormous crowds to himself. He's a rampaging, runaway success. And the apostles think to themselves, "Oh boy, does my future look good. I've hitched my wagon to a rising star. Jesus is on the rise, and so am I. Glory and honor to me." Well, every time the apostles think that, Jesus has to remind them that he hasn't come into this world to be glorified. that he's come into this world to suffer. It happens 3 times in the scriptures. He has to remind them that his mission is suffering in sacrifice. And every time he reminds them, they don't understand. They say, why a cross? Why a suffering Messiah? Quare crucis, why a cross? If only Jesus could just be a great teacher, that we could understand. If only Jesus could just be a great rabbi, that we could understand. If only Jesus could just be a great moral philosopher, that we could understand. But a suffering Messiah, I don't understand, they say to themselves. And so say that to ourselves as well. We don't understand either. Isn't this the case? When everything's going well in life, we give praise and thanks to God and say glory to God in the highest. But as soon as the slightest cross comes into our lives, the slightest little sliver, we say, how could God allow this? This couldn't possibly be part of God's plan. Because we don't understand the role of sacrifice or the role of suffering. It's why people don't want to do Lent and penance. It's why we have to beg people to consider maybe becoming a priest or a consecrated religious. It's why the teachings in our church that are the most controversial, you know, things like contraception or the indissolubility of matrimony or sexual morality, what do these things have in common? They have one thing in common. They ask a sacrifice of you. And that's the ones that people, nobody has a problem with transubstantiation. Nobody has a problem with cute little babies being baptized. But, you know, the slightest sliver of the cross, people come along and they say, no, I can't possibly understand this. But please understand, not only does Jesus suffer in sacrifice, but he asks us to do so as well. Because the cross is and always will be the source of all love in this fallen world. Every cross is given in love. And if we have a little bit of faith, if we can carry it in love, it always, always begets even more love. The saints understood that. The apostles would come to understand that. Let you and I come to understand it as well and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Peter Damian, pray for us.